number three.
Oh.
Yes, Dr. Backer.
Introductions.
Introductions.
Did you?
He already did it.
We did introductions.
Did you want to be introduced?
No, I'm here.
Yeah.
No, I meant the staff introductions.
Okay. We could address that.
No, we didn't.
Folks, both Drs. Hunter and Bowker have not recused themselves from this particular agenda item. The reason being it's fairly specific in nature. It has to do with a specific appeal of staff's decision regarding a bathroom. And I think our attorney felt that there really was no issue involved with bias or conflict. And certainly if either one of them felt that they should recuse themselves, you know, a board member always has that opportunity to do so. I didn't think there was any issue. And I think they have both decided to go ahead and participate. So that's why they're here for agenda item three. But they will not participate with the board's deliberation on 4, 5, or 6. Okay. Anything else that I should address before we continue on?
We're good.
Okay.
All right. Item number three is the Lawrence Bishop property in Los Osos. This is board consideration of an appeal by Lawrence Bishop regarding staff's determination to deny rebuild credit for an unpermitted existing bathroom, and making the presentation will be Allison Dominguez.
Good morning, Chairman Young and members of the board. I'm Allison Dominguez. I would like to begin item three with a general summary of the item. Lawrence and Kathleen Bishop own but do not reside at 1220 Santa Isabel Street in Los Osos. It's a single-family residence that is located in the Prohibition Zone. On December 27, 2006, Lawrence Bishop requested authorization from the Central Coast Water Board to allow credit of an unpermitted existing garage bathroom towards installation of an equivalent bathroom in a house to be rebuilt on the site. Staff denied the request in a letter dated January 22, 2007. At the board meeting held on March 23 of this year, Mr. Bishop spoke during public comment and requested the Water Board hear his request for authorization of the unpermitted bathroom. The board agreed to hear his case. The staff report for this item clearly outlines staff's position on the item. Resolution 8313 prohibits the discharge of all waste from on-site systems. The current residence contains only one legal bathroom, and only one legal bathroom should be permitted in the rebuilt house. I recommend that the board concur with staff's interpretation of the basin plan prohibition, which does not allow credit for the unpermitted bathroom in the newly rebuilt house at 1220 Santa Isabel Los Osos. I'm available for questions on this item or anything else contained in the staff report. Thank you.
Dr. Press.
Thank you. The unpermitted bathroom has been functional, right?
Correct.
And it has been in use?
It is functional, so presumably, yes.
Okay. And the county calls it legal nonconforming.
If it was built prior to 1959,
But the county hasn't made Mr. Bishop take it out or unhook it.
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Is the county going to permit it as part of the plant? I mean, have they accepted the plans and are just waiting for the Water Board to decide whether...
If it was located anywhere else within the county, they would allow another bathroom to be permitted in a house. But based on the fact that it's located in the prohibition zone, they do not permit it until we have concurred that it's acceptable.
So the county's made no decision?
Correct.
And if this was not in Los Osos, they would not?
Based on the fact that the septic tank could allow for an additional bathroom, that it would be designed properly to accept that. So if there was no problem for the house to have two bathrooms contained within it and the septic tank was designed for two bathrooms, it would be acceptable.
Okay. Any other board questions? Mr. Hayashi?
So the septic tank is not designed for two bathrooms?
I actually do not know the exact amount or the tank size for the property, but presumably it would be one bathroom. A standard tank could accept two bathrooms.
Okay. It says here the county considers it legal or illegal nonconforming. Was it installed before 1959?
The county has evaluated the bathroom, and based on the style that it was installed and the use or the stuff that was installed within the bathroom was built in about the 1970s is what they guesstimate it to be.
But that's based on the fixtures, right?
Yes, sorry.
I mean, if it was built in 59 to 1970, that's what, 11 years? So what could the odds of it being changed from an old style, older water closet to a new one?
Presumably, that's hard to determine.
So we cannot determine for sure if it was built before 59 or not?
I actually, based on what the county has said, it was built in the current bathroom that's there was in the 1970s, but it could have been a replacement of a previous bathroom.
Yeah. When was the... was the garage built?
Right, that was... Go ahead.
I have been trying to research this for quite a while. The garage was built
in 1959. Can you state your name,
I'm sorry.
Please?
I'm Larry Bishop.
Mr. Bishop, is your microphone on?
I turned it on.
You have a green light there?
There's a green light? Okay. Larry Bishop, Los Osos. I have been trying to research when this bathroom was put in. The garage was built in 1958. The bathroom and a bedroom was in the garage at that some time. The house was built in 1973 or 74. And I have been unable to go back through county records to find out if there was ever a septic tank put in or anything put in prior to 73. So I can't prove that the bathroom was there and remodeled, and I can't prove that it wasn't there.
When did you buy the property?
I bought the property 2 years ago. And the person I bought it from is the one that built the house in 74, but he has dementia and has no clue what we're asking him.
Was there any record in the title search or the about an unpermitted bathroom?
When I went through title searching, they only have on the computer back to 1990, and I was able to get back to 1972 through all the searches, but I couldn't find anything prior to that. And that was the date that the previous owner bought the property.
So, but the garage is permitted?
The garage is unpermitted.
Is unpermitted.
So because it was built prior to
1959. And the garage is then...
So before 59, it would not have been subject to a permit?
That's correct.
And how were you able to purchase a piece of property with an unpermitted garage on the property? I don't understand that. Doesn't the county have a mechanism?
Well, if you go through a purchase property procedures, if you disclose anything that's wrong with the property during that time of sale, it becomes legal a sale. I have a document that signed that the bathroom in the garage was unpermitted. It was signed by a lawyer for the seller. And on that document it said that no permits were required at the time. Now, I can prove that the lawyer's statement is wrong, that in 73 permits would have been required. But the document doesn't say when the bathroom was put in, or it just says it was unpermitted.
How have you been using this bathroom since your purchase of the property?
Well, I've had the inside of the house rented out, and I've been using the garage for a workshop. So I've been using the bathroom for the last 2 years.
sporadically?
Yes.
I mean, no one's living in the garage, I take it.
Nobody's living in the garage. Actually, it's dangerous to live in the garage because of all the other unpermitted stuff that was done to the house. Mm. I'm actually trying to bring the house up to code. The safest way to do it is bulldoze it and rebuild it.
Right. See, the concern I have, and I'm trying to look for some leeway here with something like this, is that the prohibition speaks to not allowing any, you know, increase in discharge. And if you're using it at a kind of a sporadic level right now, certainly by getting it permitted and bringing it into the context of the full residence means it's going to be used, I would assume, all the time. Wouldn't that amount to an increase in the flow of discharge?
If we're having two people live in the house and we have two bathrooms, the only thing it's going to do is make convenience. It's not going to increase the amount of discharge.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to be living there or renting?
We're going to be renting. We're going to be tearing it down and living there.
I see.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I assume that the facilities in the garage are probably not of the most recent date, right? So I imagine you don't have a low-flow toilet in the garage, or low-flow fixture, fixtures and so on.
That's correct. All right. The fixtures, the toilet, the shower, everything
right.
is from 73.
Right, okay. So my sense is that this remodel is actually going to bring things up to a much better standard. I really don't see any reason why we have to deny this. I just think that that's just ridiculous. You had a situation where two bathrooms were being used on the property. You're not talking about having a fourplex in there with a whole bunch of people. I just don't see it. I think that it's not an improvement for water quality. It's not necessary to be needlessly rigid here.
Okay. Mr. Shawcross?
Yeah, just a couple things. Is the bathroom in the new house going to be in the garage?
No, it's not. The two new bathrooms are going to be on the bedrooms.
And how many bedrooms are currently in the house?
It's a two-bedroom house right now.
And how many bedrooms are going to be in the new
house?
It
will be a two-bedroom house.
Okay.
One last question.
Yes.
The new bathroom is permitted, the current bathroom in the house?
There's one bathroom permitted in the house now
permitted.
And one unpermitted
okay.
bathroom.
And then the other one is, we have to assume it's before 59 when permits weren't required. So therefore, at that point, it would be legal. Does that make sense to you?
If I could prove to you without a shadow of a doubt that it was put in 59, I would be here doing that.
All right. That's all I need.
Mr. Thomas.
Mr. Chairman, I just wanted to point out that a few minutes ago you said that an increase in discharges would be illegal.
Correct.
That is true.
Yeah.
It is also true that the existing discharge is illegal.
From that garage? From the septic tank itself? Well, sure.
Yes.
Right.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Can I ask our counsel, if we, which I'm inclined to do, go ahead and grant this, this don't in no way affects the legality of the discharge, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
If the property is within the prohibition zone, the discharge is prohibited, has been since 1988, allowing Mr. Bishop to replace one permitted bathroom and one unpermitted bathroom, both of which are discharging illegally, with two permitted bathrooms which will be discharging illegally, is not going to change the status. I mean that is outside of this particular consideration.
Yeah, basically, I just wanted to forestall any argument that since we permitted, if we do permit this bathroom, that somehow it takes it outside of the basin plan, that we've somehow made that discharge legal. So, thank you.
Okay, why don't we hear from our public speakers on this? Did you have anything else, Mr. Bishop, that you just wanted to add? You've got time to do that.
I have time to do that. I would just like to add one more thing.
Sure.
And I won't go through my whole summary here.
Well, take the time you want.
Where'd it go? In the attachment, number one, the county wrote to Roger Briggs clarifying the building moratorium. And the letter does not refer to fixtures as being permitted or unpermitted during that reference. It does reference existing fixtures for fixture. The attachment number two, letter from Roger Briggs to the county, provides further clarification. The document provides explanation for exemptions to it. And I am not asking for an exemption. I'm asking for fixture for fixture. And if you notice that in item number one indicates a building permit, then it says, or item number two refers to a project will not generate new or increased waste discharge, and item three is another or, that the project will result in water quality. And I am taking out a leach pit and putting in a leach field and reducing the present bathrooms that were built in 70 to low flow, so I'm improving water quality. So even though I'm not asking for an exemption, Roger Briggs' letter says that I have the right to an exemption, but I am only asking for fixture. Thank you.
Anything else?
That's all.
Okay.
I appreciate your help, your time.
All right. Why don't we move to our comment cards, and then the board can kind of discuss what to do. Have people spell their names. Would that help you? Okay. Number six. Okay. Let's start with Mr. Scheib, Ms. McPherson, Mr. Dugan. That's all I have for this one. So if you could spell your name for the reporter, that would be helpful.
Okay. Rob Scheib, R-O-B-S-H-I, P as in Peter, E. Resident Los Osos. Say when.
There we go.
Okay. I'll go ahead and keep it brief. Rob Scheib of Los Osos. I just wanted to speak on Mr. Bishop's behalf. Mr. Bishop, I just wanted to make sure all of you understood that Mr. Bishop was vitally important to the whole settlement process that we went through previously. And he's a very reasonable man, and I believe he's making a very reasonable request. And I ask that you grant it. Thank you.
Okay. Gail McPherson.
Gail McPherson, MC, capital PHERSON. I live in Los Osos. I'm commenting on Mr. Bishop's request. I don't think that there should be any special treatment because somebody has signed a settlement agreement, and I think that that's probably a bad idea. But I do believe that there's 375 gallons per day of discharge assumed from any of the residents in Los Osos. I think that the randomly selected CDO recipient, Mr. Bishop, was very unfortunate to be pulled out of the bingo or the lotto bag in 2006. But I believe that his concern about his property being a fixture for fixture and not a special exemption ought to be considered. He is already agreeing to hook up to a sewer when it becomes available, as provided in his cleanup and abatement order. He's already paying assessments on two properties for a sewer, and he's already demonstrated that he is going to be improving the property. He's not just simply renting it out and letting people flush. And I think based on the fact that the allowance of 375 gallons per day per property and a septic system that's going to be improved in the interim is probably sufficient to allow him to have that not exemption, but fixture for fixture approval. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your comments. Mr. Dugan?
Dave Dugan, Los Osos. I think he released, I believe he already has my name. I don't approve of you approving this. Why? Because what has not been mentioned here is that there is a level 3 severity rating in Los Osos for water. He will be drawing extra water from the basin. It will be degrading the lower aquifer by creating more draw, and we'll have more seawater intrusion. The more of these that are allowed, that will keep coming to you after this, and I'm sure they're in there, the more will be draw from the lower aquifer. As well as, with my conversation with people from the county, they're not going to permit this, regardless of what you do. And I think this is a waste of time. As well as, you're going out of your way to treat this person differently after the settlement. Why did he not come to you before that? Seems to me that he's getting special treatment. Because after the settlement agreement was signed, and it was just brought up by Mr. Scheib, that should be considered? No. So I don't believe that this should be approved on the first of the basis that it is an illegal fixture, a bathroom, not approved by the county. We are in a severity 3 rating for seawater intrusion, which this will exacerbate. And if you look at the circumstances, there's a lot of, well, maybe. Well, it could have been before a certain time or a certain date. We need to work on facts here. When was it in place? How many people are using it now? How many people have been using it? And how many people are going to use it afterwards? Is this going to be an increase? It might be an increase of discharge from what it is now. So I don't believe that this should be permitted. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Dugan.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
May I clarify something?
Sure. Go ahead.
Reference has been made to a settlement. The settlement is not on this property. The only thing that's against this property is a notice of violation. I have not brought up anything to do with the settlement. I am not asking for any special treatment because of that. I've just done one of the unfortunate down two pieces of property and one getting hit. Thank you.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman?
I have no more speaker cards. Mr. Packard?
Can I make a few comments in response?
Of course.
A couple things. The county implements the basin plan prohibition in the form of a building moratorium. And so since 1988, the county has not issued permits for any construction or remodeling that would increase the amount of flow into septic systems. And they've used as a basis for that counting fixtures as legally permitted fixture units or bathrooms or kitchens or whatever. So staff doesn't necessarily have a preference which way you go here, but recognize that this will be a change in the way the county and the regional board deals with these types of requests. It may affect past and future applicants. Also, the county does not require low flow fixtures. It's my understanding there's no requirement, but so I would ask that if you do approve this, you condition it that low flow fixtures do get installed. Also, Mr. Bishop mentioned that the settlement agreement he signed does not cover this property. We would ask that you condition any approval on Mr. Bishop entering into a settlement agreement for this new property, or we will propose that we'll issue a cleanup and abatement order before approving the construction of the new house. And that's it.
Well, that's an interesting wrinkle.
Actually, I will add that in past approvals that staff has made for fixture credits and new construction, which replaces existing construction, we've always required as a condition of approval that they agree to hook up to a sewer as soon as it's available. So requiring a settlement agreement or a cleanup order here would be nothing new as far as we're concerned.
John, can we make that a condition?
You certainly could, yes. I mean, you should ask Mr. Bishop if he's willing to accept that condition, right. But you could certainly make that a condition of your approval.
And of course, staff issues those. The board doesn't. CAOs.
Well, there is a settlement agreement that the board has approved.
Right.
And if Mr. Bishop were willing to sign that settlement agreement as a condition of the receiving this approval from the board, then that would be acceptable.
Okay.
It would be equally permissible for the board to craft a condition that was substantially similar to that, as Mr. Packard has indicated. If the board requires that he hook up to the sewer,
any other board comments? Mr. Jeffries.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Bishop, you have said that you have two pieces of property in Los Osos. Do you live on the other one now?
Yes, I do.
And you're planning on demolishing this building that it's in question today. It was up on the screen.
Yes. We're going to demolish that building and build a new house.
And so you want to have, when you build the new building, you want to incorporate two legal bathrooms. That's what you're asking for.
I would like to bring the entire house up to code.
And that's...
That would include two bathrooms.
Demolition. What do you... are you going to sell your other residence, or are you going to rent it out?
I'm going to sell the other residence. That is the residence that has the settlement agreement against it.
I understand. My only concern is that, you know, you may change your mind. You might decide to sell the one that you're going to reconstruct with the two, if it's approved, with the two bathrooms, which might increase the discharge. I know your indication has said that you're going to live in it with your family. Historically, this board has taken the position, since the prohibition zone has been in place, that we would not approve any increases in discharge. This is kind of halfway in between, because the bathroom has been there, whether it's been legally or illegal, it's been there and it's been operating. I really don't know if it's going to cause an increase, but in my thoughts are that you could build this and turn around and sell it, and with the two bathrooms, which we could have an increase because the new owners would have a larger family than you do, and would have an increase in discharge. My other question would be, with this decision, we're making something that was illegal legal. And is that accepting in the future? Are we setting a precedence that others in the community might have the same situation, and all of a sudden we get a rash of appeals to make all these other illegal restrooms, bathrooms, fixtures legal? And then the argument is going to be the same, that we've set a precedence, and we'd be caught in a big quandary of why did we do the first one. So Mr. Richards, I have a question for you. And I think you kind of answered this before, but I was reading some of the item and I didn't really catch the total. I think Mr. Shellcross was asking, maybe I'll rephrase the question. If we agree to do this and agree to the appeal, then we're accepting an illegal facilities to be legal, and we're accepting that the possibility of increased discharge could happen, then we, in my interpretation, would be in violation of our own prohibition of discharge. We're authorizing a discharge that's not legal at this present time to be legal. Then are we also saying that the prohibition is now legal because of that authorization? I know it's two different issues, but it all comes together in one. Do you understand my question?
Yeah, I understand your question, or at least I understand the quandary that you're struggling with, and I'm struggling with a way to answer your question. First of all, to the extent that that any discharge from the subject property, the one we're talking about here, is happening today within the prohibition zone, it is a violation of the prohibition, of the basin plan prohibition. There are, if I understood the testimony correctly, there are two people living in the house now, and Mr. Bishop uses the garage as a shop. There are now discharges occurring as a result of three persons using the house, two residing there and one using it as a shop.
Okay.
The board would not be approving, if it grants Mr. Bishop's appeal, the board would not be approving the discharge. And in fact, if the board grants the appeal and Mr. Bishop remodels the house with two bathrooms, any discharges to the septic system would remain violations of the basin plan prohibition.
And
should the board at some point impose liability upon persons who are violating the basin plan prohibition, then the fact that they had approved this appeal would not alter the status of the discharges as being in violation.
I understand what you're saying, but it's hard for me to compute because something that's illegal is illegal to me, and to make it legal,
that's a question.
It kind of changes the position of the discharge in my own interpretation.
I guess what it comes down to is it's a, I mean, the discharges in Los Osos, all the discharges in Los Osos have been illegal since 1988.
Yes, I understand that. But now we're...
The question is, and yet the board has condoned, actually, during that period of time, the building of certain number of houses and the remodeling of other houses, provided that the discharge, the level of discharge, and the level of waste loading did not increase. Now, Mr. Bishop is here before you asking that you consider his appeal on that basis. And if you are convinced that the level of discharge is going to, in the Los Osos prohibition area, is going to increase as a result of this remodeling activity, then you should deny his appeal. If you're satisfied that the remodeling project that he's proposing will not result in an increase in the discharge within the basin, then you would be in a position to consider it and approve it if you felt that was appropriate. But it approving a change in an illegal discharge to be another form of an illegal discharge is, I mean, it's still an illegal discharge.
Mr. Chairman?
Okay.
If I could answer Mr. Jeffries' question a little bit. When I apply for the permit, they gave me this covenant and agreement restriction for use of property, which I must sign and have recorded against my deed, that I will not add bathrooms or bedrooms to this facility. So this is the restriction that will be applied later on to prevent, and this goes with the deed, so future people cannot add bedrooms or bathrooms. The reason I did not provide this to the board earlier is because in the last month, it's already been changed three times. And it's part of what I have been trying to do is get it to become a legal document because they wanted me to sign this saying I completed the project before they would give me a building permit. And I didn't think I could perjure myself in that sense. But this is the document that will be on the deed preventing any further stuff. And I would like to just put a food for thought about it, signing the settlement. If you require me to sign a settlement, it may be interpreted later on that I was agreeing to settle in order to get the bathroom. And I would not want that type of stigma to be put on this. I have no question about signing the settlement, but I don't really feel that if you require it, it could come back later and say, well, he signed a settlement. I want to have a bathroom. I'll sign a settlement. I'd like it to stand on its own merit. Thank you.
Okay. Hang on, Dr. Press. Dr. Hunter, you sure you want to weigh in on this?
Yes, I do. Thank you. I just would like to suggest that we look at the broader situation. I think, Mr. Jeffries, you raised the consideration that there may be many unpermitted bathrooms that were built prior to, or at least in the 50s, and that these are being used currently, and that we may see requests similar to what we see here with the bishops. But I think, I would like to look at this in terms of the role that the Water Board has to play in helping to shape the transition. I think these bathrooms are being used. There are many impacts of these bathrooms, but ultimately they need to be upgraded. Ultimately, we need to see the kinds of changes that help to improve the situation in Los Osos. Certainly low flow and upgraded fixtures are one of those elements which Mr. Bishop is committing to. But I think also, I haven't heard anybody else mention, he's got a leach pit, and he's in an area that is close to the bay. And I think moving to a leach field is another improvement that he's willing to put into place at a cost and at a time when he is also going to be facing the transition to hook up to the sewer collection system. So I think, the interim time of six, I won't even guess how many years, how many years it will be before there is a hookup available for him. In the interim, we have the opportunity to see at least one more home shift to a system that we know works a little more efficiently and has less of an impact on the groundwater. So for those reasons, I would like to consider that although there may be illegal bathrooms and we may see more people coming forward as this decision, the implications of this decision are better known in the community, I still believe that the Water Board has a role to play in encouraging the current situation to move forward, even if it's incremental.
Thank you. Dr. Bowker.
having purchased two homes in Los Osos, so you, many times when you purchase a home, you don't know whether your bathroom is legal or not. I mean, you're just buying a home, right? And I think there's a fundamental difference between purchasing a home with a bathroom that turns out later to be unpermitted versus putting in your own unpermitted bathroom. So there's a timing event. So the second part is, if you do nothing, then you've got two bathrooms and a leach pit. But if you grant this, then you have two low-flow bathrooms and a leach field. So the bottom line is, you're going to draw less water, and given the way water bills are going, you're going to save money. So
I think that that raises kind of a good point. What's the flow rate on the existing two fixtures? Are they the same types of toilets?
The
two toilets that you've got.
The fixtures that are in there are from 1973. So that's what, I think, a 5 or 6 gallon per flush.
Okay.
Compared to what a new one would be is either 1.6 or...
Okay.
And then shower heads would be full force compared to low flow shower heads.
Okay.
Well, Mr. Chair, can I go ahead?
Sure. Yeah, well, right there that makes sense. If you go to two low flow versus the existing situation. Well, but how often is the sporadic one, the one in the garage, used? Is this like once a week, once every other week?
I'm getting to that age. I use it a lot more than I should.
Okay. When you're in your shop, huh? What about, are there two people living there now that you're renting to?
Right now the house is empty because we already have the building permit in hand and we're ready to tear down the house.
All right. How many, since you bought it in 2004, at that time, how many people were renting?
We've had one person in the house because since 2004 we've been trying to tear the house down.
I see. And how many people will be living there once it is rebuilt?
There'll be two of us.
Two of us. Well, you know, Russ, just, you know, looking at the numbers there, that, you know, my issue is not to increase waste discharge. That's where I see the,
well,
the only stumbling block here.
Mr. Chair, my question was going to be, because I've heard some, I think Mr. Packard alluded to, my understanding, what you said, Mr. Packard, was there's no requirement in San Luis Obispo County to have low-flow fixtures?
That's my understanding. I believe they're talking about making that requirement now, but I've heard that there is no current requirement.
Mr. Bishop, then I will ask you, the requirements of the building permit, does it specify what type of fixtures that you have in your new facilities?
I cannot tell you about that. I had the architect design and put it all in. I know that the bathrooms went in as low flow, and that's the approved fixture that was getting during their calculations of energy and conservation. So they handled all that.
We can just make it the condition of the, you know, if we want.
Well, that's a possibility.
Yeah.
My other question, Mr. Bishop, is, are you going to build this regardless?
Yes. And the even though, and I'm honest with the board, the second bathroom will be plumbed in. And as soon as it's connected to the sewer, I will be able to get the permit and then put it in. So the house is going to be built.
Okay. Dr. Press.
Well, we could discuss hypotheticals all day.
Make a motion.
We could deny, he could decide not to build, he could rent to people who would have a larger family. He could rent to students in Santa Cruz. A garage with a bathroom goes for, you know, $950 a month, and so on. So, in my view, there's a clear benefit to water quality. I would move to condition our approval on Mr. Bishop's agreement to certify that he'll put in low-flow fixtures, and that's it.
I second.
You seconded, Mr. Hashi?
Yes.
Can I just?
Of course, Mr. Shallcross.
I think we're getting a little off also on whether or not the bathroom is legal or not. That's a county issue. We don't legalize bathrooms. I think we should stick to what we do, which is the deal with water quality, and it sounds like this is going to improve it by any means. How many people move in is really irrelevant. People move into houses all over the prohibition zone. Two people move out, four may move in. We have no control over that. It sounds like he's doing the right thing. I'm not too worried about a big rash of others. We'll deal with those on a case-by-case basis. I did want to ask Mr. Packard, what was the language that you were included in other folks? There was some language, I think you said, where they agreed to hook up to a sewer. I also don't want to get into having him sign the settlement agreement. I think that confuses the two issues. But if other folks are required to abide by a condition to hook up to a sewer as soon as it's available, I don't think that's too onerous.
Typically, what we've done is just make that a condition in a letter that we'll issue to either the county or the homeowner. It's not a very enforceable way of doing it.
Okay. Well, then I'm not worried.
Even if Mr. Bishop prefers not to sign a settlement agreement, we have a cease and desist or a cleanup and abatement order drafted that staff could issue unilaterally that would take care of it.
I think I'm ready to vote for it.
Any other board comments or questions? Okay, we have a motion and a second.
You seconded.
Mr. Hashi did.
Press has made it.
Yes, you seconded.
Okay. All those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and the board. Thank you very much.
Okay.